League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
They did a poll to find out which adult beverage each state likes to order when they're flying.
Mm.
And I don't know if you'll believe this, Raven. I have never in my life had a cocktail on a plane.
Is that true?
Yeah. I don't like drinking on planes. I want to wait till I land. For some reason, I've never, ever in my life had a glass of wine, vodka, whiskey, any of it.
Are you an anxious flyer?
No.
Wow. And it's interesting to me that, what is the reason then that you wouldn't have one?
I just want to be, the truth of the matter is 9 times out of 10 when I'm flying, it's with my children.
Yeah.
And I always just feel like I got to keep an eye on them. And I just don't drink when I'm around them.
Yeah.
So that's sad.
Well, you do have to keep an eye on them. They're yours.
Right.
So they do belong to you.
And they're nuts. And they're on a plane. And
yeah.
It's not that often that happens.
And you're
so
out of your
does,
orbit. Right. So
right.
You have to make sure. Right. That makes sense. That's not so bad.
But they said that vodka cocktails are the top choice in 11 states, which makes sense to me. And also wine, 11 states tied.
Yeah.
But who's drinking whiskey on the plane? 11 states also say whiskey is a tie.
Yeah, well, you know what? Even if it's the state I'm in right now, if it's the head there, it all depends on where I'm going to. So I'm typically going to be a vodka and Sprite person or a screwdriver because no carbonation when you're getting on the flight is good. Screwdriver's all right. I like one or two. Just relax you a little bit. But that's not the main thing. I got to have my snacks.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when you're packing to go on a plane, there's some things you bring with you all the time, right? What are your go-to? I'm going on a flight. This is on my carry-on luggage.
Fritos. I got to have Fritos.
Fritos?
I don't eat Fritos at home. It's not like something when I walk into a store, I typically grab a bag of Fritos. But if I'm vacationing or going away or camping or anything like that, Fritos is always on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Always on the list. Peanut M&Ms.
Oh.
I got to have peanut M&Ms. And I will eat the entire bag, whether it's for sharing or families or a party or whatever. 3 pounds I could eat easily of peanut M&Ms. And the other thing is gum, right? Like, you know, for your ears popping, right? So I always carry gum for that. It seems to work for me.
I always bring gum too because that's something you definitely need. But I think really I go to town on the snacks, and I think that's my daughter's favorite part about plane rides.
Oh, okay.
And road trips, I should give it on that too, is that we go to that walk-through little thing inside of the airport, and they can buy anything they want. We've got chocolate-covered pretzels, and we've got Doritos, and we've got Chex Mix, and we've got Goldfish, and we've got Pringles, and it's like anything that's junk is coming with us.
Yeah.
And always, I just saw this article saying that you should always bring your own water on the plane.
Yes.
So we always have giant jugs of water. Like if we get stuck in the sky, we'll be hydrated for at least 6 days.
Well, calories don't count in the air. 30,000 feet, none of that stuff matters.
I'm weightless. Is there a right or wrong way to make guacamole? Raven and I were part of a guacamole competition last night, and we were beat. And I think it was nonsense because we made the best guacamole.
Sadly, yeah, we were defeated. I did think that our guacamole was good. Our secret sauce, salt.
Yeah.
Just had a little bit more salt flavor. People like salt.
Chef Plum, 6-time Emmy-nominated Chef Plum. I know that you love making guacamole, and you've told us in the past. But you know what I thought was really interesting last night?
Tell me.
They didn't make us put any lemon juice in it. And I was wondering.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, don't we need lemon to be in a guacamole-making competition?
You got to have citrus in there. It has to have that acid. How do you not have that in there?
I don't know.
Tell me what you put in it.
All right, so we had cilantro, onions,
jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Yeah.
You ground those together, and then we added the salt, avocado, added tomatoes.
Yeah.
And I think that was it.
I think that's what we put in ours, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all that sounds right, except for there's no acid. There needs to be some sort of lemon juice or lime juice or something. You got to have, I mean, I guess there's no rule, because when you make guacamole, there's no right or wrong, but like, I don't know. You have to have lemon juice. It has to have acid. I don't believe they didn't. Did they teach you how to make it first and then you had to make it? Was that the idea?
They had like the instructions, and then each of the groups was supposed to make their own guacamole, and then the guy went around and judged, and he tried ours twice, which we thought meant that he really liked it and he wanted us to win, but then we didn't even come in third place.
Yeah, so. I mean, to be fair, he was yelling over a microphone in a packed bar while people were drinking, right?
Okay.
So it's not like it was a sit-down class. So Plum, what is your favorite guacamole recipe?
Well, guacamole for me is one of those easy things that you can use on so many different ways of cooking. It makes for a great side for grilled chicken, obviously for a dip for nachos or for chips. But it's also great on steak. And, you know, you guys got it right so far. I'm going to take a little bit of onion, a little bit of cilantro, the avocado itself, some lemon juice, a little bit of salt. You can throw tomato in there if you want, but you don't have to. And the jalapeno is a great point because you can take the jalapeno, you can either take the seeds off of it if you don't like that heat. And don't be afraid of jalapenos. They're not that hot. They're like the least hot peppers you can actually buy to put in something. But if you like that heat, if you like that little bit of extra bite in there, leave those seeds in that jalapeno and you'll get that extra bite. But the thing is here, the salt is the key and the lemon is the key. Once you mix all that together in a bowl, you can even do it in your food processor, using a fork to mash it together in a bowl or just pulsing on your food processor. Make sure you leave some of those chunks in there because guacamole, it's all about having that texture in there. So it's really, really important. So keep that in mind. If you want to use tomatoes, put them in at the end. You can even just take a spoonful of salsa if you want and put it in there and then mix that in there with it.
I find that smooth guacamole has become a thing that I see a lot in the grocery store, and I'm not here for it.
No, I like chunky.
Yeah, like why are they making smooth guacamole? Like who said that was okay?
Yeah, I think they do that because it makes it easier to, you know, keep in a big pouch or something in the grocery store. I've seen that too. It's not my thing either.
Yeah. You know what? It probably makes it easier for you to get your chip in and out without breakage, and we all hate breakage. Mm-hmm. We can agree on that.
Listen. If you're going to have the guacamole, then have the skill to eat the guacamole, right?
Fair enough. Chef Plum, you can find him online at chefplum.com. What are you doing for Cinco de Mayo?
I am going to celebrate by making guacamole, salsa, and maybe a cerveza or two.
That sounds perfect.
Delicious.
And all the tacos. So many tacos.
Tacos all day.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Everybody has their thing. The thing that drives them nuts. Even though you don't know anything about a person, they may post something online or may say something to you in passing, and you just kind of roll your eyes and you think to yourself, that's all I need to know about you. It's your chance to share them. 1-800-330-9999. Frank, that's all I need to know about you.
If we go get a coffee or go out to eat and then you start complaining about the prices, that's all I need to know about you. You just make your own coffee, make your own food.
I don't like that either. Like, you know, when people are like, oh, look how expensive this is. Like, that's too much money. Like, what? Well, you made the decision to go out.
Right. So. I mean, if you've made the decision to be there, then when you're there, you should indulge.
It's uncomfortable for the other people.
Yes. I mean, you should have just said that you couldn't make it. Or, I mean, it's okay, too, to say, hey, listen, can we go someplace a little bit more moderate beforehand? You could say that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, tell them to order off the kids' menu.
Okay. Hurtful.
Yeah. You're right, though. It's awkward for everybody.
Lena, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're planning a guys-only trip and it's more than 4 days long, that's all I need to know about you.
4 days, apparently the magic number, then?
No. I think 3 nights away from your family is acceptable. Anything longer than that is too long.
You know, 3 nights is pretty good for a guy's trip, right? I mean, either during the week or a weekend, you can golf, you can hit Vegas. I mean, there's plenty of things you can do in that amount of time.
I also found, as like a parent, to leave your kids if you're going away, 3 nights is the magic number. My husband and I, we started doing that yearly trip, like just the two of us a few years back.
Yeah.
And the first year we went for 4 nights and we were miserable. We missed the kids so much. But 3 nights is like the sweet spot where you're still away, but just enough that you miss them so much you're ready to come back.
I just don't know with the travel times involved. Like, you know what I mean?
No, you must not love your dogs.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Hugo, that's all I need to know about you.
If your kids are full-grown adults, but you still have pictures of them naked as babies, like hanging in your house, that's all I need to know about you.
Do they make that illegal now? Like, you can't put naked baby pictures up in your house anymore? Nobody does that anymore.
I mean, Alicia has one of Jordan in the bath on her nightstand.
Really? Yeah. Well, yeah. In the bath is different than when they would do the naked photo shoots.
Oh, naked photo? You don't set up a photo shoot where your baby's naked. I don't believe in that one anymore. Where they just put them in the red, like, knit thing or whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Alicia was telling me that was a thing. And she wanted to, like, get our son to do that. And he was like, no, we're never doing that with our baby.
I don't want any, like, I mean, it's one thing to have, like, cute little naked pictures that you take of your baby in their diaper or whatever. But, like, it's another to do a full, like, bring the photographer in and do that. What was the one where the lady, remember it was very popular where she'd, like, the baby would be in a pumpkin or like or in a basket with all other things.
Any of those things.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody's yelling at the radio right now. Oh, what were they called? What was that artist called? Hold on. Lady that put
babies and pumpkins.
In baskets and pumpkins. Let me see if it comes up. Let's see if it comes up. Oh, gosh. It's not coming up. No.
I just feel like that was plenty of photographers. I think that they were doing that. They were like, okay.
And Gettys. And Gettys. That was it. That's it. Get is G-E-D-D-E-S. Look, here they're in buckets. They're in buckets. There's this rumor that Costco is testing out a way that customers will have to scan their membership ID at the door. They won't be able to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And all I keep thinking about is like, well, how about all the bouncers, the Costco bouncers that stand there and they check your ID before you walk in? What's going to happen to them?
You know, a lot of people are against the checking of the IDs and the bouncer at the front and the person that's at the register now, because that's the thing is they put somebody at the self-checkout registers that's actually putting eyes on your ID to make sure that you're not even using your wife's card.
Right. It's true.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm for it. First off, the membership isn't that much, right? And second off, it cuts down on the lines. It's supposedly going to keep our prices low, all that stuff. Like, I'm all right with it.
Well, the truth of the matter is that if you're paying to be a member, you want them to do it.
Exactly.
But if you're cheating, it goes back to the whole Netflix thing. How do you think Netflix made all the money last quarter and they have the more subscriptions than ever? Because they cracked down on people sharing codes.
Imagine, though, that there's a scanner at the front and you can't walk past it. What's that going to do for lines, right? Is it doors that clap open and close? Is it, you know, what is it?
I was thinking about it, like, what if my daughter has to run out to the car to, like, grab her phone or whatever?
Never coming back.
Nope. She got to stand outside and wait for me.
Yeah, you'll never see her again.
Hey, it's Hannah and Raven.
You know, I heard you talking about Costco. I was one of those so-called bouncers. They call the member service. That's the part of the department that checks the cards.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so strict with those cards. Now they're not letting people go in, but the only time they're allowed to go in without a card is if you're going to the pharmacy.
Right. You can go to the liquor store in this state too, right? Can't you go to the liquor store?
Yes. Yeah, but that's usually to the outside of the before you check your card.
Yeah, it's a separate entrance. I love it. Protect my prices, man. Wrestle somebody, all right? Get them on the ground.
Remember when you used to go to BJ's like a loser?
The only other person that...
Why'd you tell him that? It's so hurtful.
Even the policemen and the firemen go in, and you don't really have to push them for their cards because they get like a leeway. But
I give them a pass.
Right, they can go in.
I give them a pass. Yeah. Cops been getting a lot of hate for a long time now. Give them some love.
I don't have a liquor store or a gas station at my Costco.
Oh, you got a whack Costco, man.
I mean, they're actually doing construction next door. They bought the property. I wonder.
That's what they're doing.
They're expanding the tire center. I don't know if they're putting in a gas station. It'd be nice if they are.
No, you need the liquor store. I mean, all those other things would be nice. Car safety and all that. That's all great.
Mm-hmm.
But the liquor store is amazing. You can get a half gallon for $12.
You know, we have bigger problems here. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Rhode Island, West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and Wyoming, three states that don't have a Costco yet, and there's no plans to open them there. And I'm like, what? Yeah, what?
Is it religious?
What are you waiting for?
I don't know.
Yes.
Let's make sure that we watch ourselves. There must be a reason.
Imagine you're listening, Ryan. You're like, what are these people? What is this Costco you speak of? It's Fired Friday. 1-800-330-9999. You tell us what went terribly wrong at work, and then everybody guesses whether or not you got fired. Kevin.
Okay, so I used to work at a hotel, and I spent a lot of time in the back room just hanging out. There's a security TV there that, you know, you're supposed to use to hook up and see the whole cameras in the hotel. Well, sometimes I'd work at night, and I'd be really bored, so I'd bring a video game system, and I'd hook it up to the security TV. I didn't know that the boss would find out, but he did. So he put up a sign, and then the next day he called me into his office.
The sign said no personal use, and then you were in the office the next day?
Yes.
What do you think, Anna?
I think it's a warning, right?
I mean,
isn't it a warning?
That first time, I mean, your only job is security, right? So, I mean, if there's an angle that you feel like is safe and you can try and explain that in the meeting, I think it's a pretty serious chewing out if it's not getting fired. I'm going to say you got blown out.
I say you did not get fired. What happened?
I was not fired. I was just told to not do that again, not bring it in.
Wow.
Told you.
I mean, that boss seemed pretty relaxed.
It's true.
Yeah, good thing there wasn't a heist that night.
Imagine.
Yeah.
That's when you make news.
Well, I think I got away with it because the nights are really dead anyway, and I could still see what was going on visually in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's what they said in Die Hard. That's what happened there, okay?
Brianna, Fired Friday. What happened at your job? Well, guess whether or not you got fired.
So I was actually about 2 weeks new at my job, and I was told consistently by the person who trained me to always be aware of children hanging out front. I worked in like a spa type area, and they were very particular about keeping a certain ambiance. A lady walked in who apparently was the boss, but she was on vacation. She just stopped by to grab something and got distracted with talking with another manager for a minute. And next thing I noticed, a kid was throwing things at the door, kicking, just kind of causing a mess in front of the building. Anyways, I finally went out and yelled at the kid and told him, like, hey, you're disrespecting the property. You need to go to your parent and stay near them. I don't even know why you're over here. Next thing you know, that kid walked over to my boss who stopped in from vacation that I never had a chance to officially meet and know her.
All right, let's see.
It depends to the degree of which you tell them.
No, it depends on the parent. So some parents, like if it was me and somebody and my child was doing something unruly, and like I would be apologetic. I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Right.
And I would. But some parents, like, don't talk to my kid.
Yes.
Don't, you know. So I think it depends on. It's 50-50.
I mean, if you're the owner, they're protecting your business. The conversation would mean a lot to me as to how it was going. Plus, I mean, he's throwing stuff at the door.
I mean,
he's making a mess out front.
Yeah, he's being a kid.
Yeah.
All right. I think you got, I don't actually think you got any trouble. I think you probably just, like, got a little bit of side eye.
Right.
And that was kind of the end of it. And a little, you were more on the radar than before. That's my guess.
Right, right. I think you met your boss then. You met her that day.
Absolutely. I think that kid might end up being the boss. Who knows?
So you didn't get fired, though?
I didn't get fired.
Did they say anything about it or no?
I just got a good talking to, just saying, hey, let's try to be polite if there's a kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So I kind of got lucky on that one because I was doing what I was trained to do.
More Fired Friday. What went terribly wrong at your job? And then everyone guesses, well, did you get fired?
You know, everybody's had a bad day, right? We can all relate to that. We've been in a situation where you're like, I might not survive this.
1-800-330-9999. Mary Jane.
I had been working for a large healthcare corporation who is multi-state, and I clicked a phishing email and infected about 6,000 computers in 4 states and shut them all down with a virus.
Wait a minute. So you sent an email that had a virus in it by accident to 6,000 people?
No, I didn't send it. I clicked on a link that was sent to me that had a virus, and it infected 6,000 other computers.
Did they have to pay a ransom?
No, they did not.
I feel like 6 people here have done that many, many times, and they all have their jobs still, even though we get that email every day not to click on stuff you don't recognize.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, times have changed a little bit more now. When she's doing it, you know, this is kind of the beginning of this. She might be the first person this ever happened to. When was this? Are we talking like a year ago? Are we talking like 6, 7 years ago, 10 years ago? What?
8 years ago.
Oh, I'm going to guess that you did not get fired because a lot of people did not know about computer viruses at that point.
I definitely agree with that. If it was like last week, it'd be a little bit harder decision. But 8 years ago, people were still learning about these.
Last week? We sent you the email 3 hours ago.
That is correct. I did not get fired.
Did you get reprimanded? Were you suspended? I know there must have been a company-wide email once they actually got their systems back up and running.
I did not even get reprimanded. They shut the entire system down, confiscated my computer, brought me a new one, and sent out a company-wide email that said, do not click on links from emails you do not know. And that was the last of it.
Wow. What a feeling, a violation, really, when somebody confiscates your computer, right? Like, I feel like the FBI is all of a sudden onto me.
I think I'd be more scared if they took my computer. Like, what are they going to find on this thing, you know?
You forget what you've left on there.
Well, even,
sure.
Like, the Google searches and stuff.
Oh, no, this is company only. Trust me.
I know.
Gavin, what happened at work? We're going to guess whether or not you got fired.
Yeah, so I work at this club, and I bartend, and it was a late night. It was after hours. We had a bunch of champagne that was already open, and we were just pouring out glasses of champagne to the customers that were still lingering around. And this beautiful, kind of older woman, probably, you know, like 60, something like that, she rolls in, really attractive. And so I'm doing my usual flirty thing. I'm just saying, hey, you look beautiful tonight. Welcome. We're closing up, but I can pour you some champagne. I just chatted her up a little bit, just nice. And about 5 minutes later, I'd never met the owners. The owner walks out with her around his arm, and it's his wife. And I think I was a little bit too flirty with her, and I was giving away the champagne and, yeah, maybe flirting a little too hard with the owner's wife.
I think you keep the job. I don't think that she's telling him every bit of that information. If you're doing a good enough job, right, she might enjoy a little attention.
Yeah. If somebody flirted with my mom in front of my dad, he would 100% fire him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He would be like, yeah, you don't mess with my mom. Even when she would, like, because we would have restaurants and she would host us and run the front.
Mm.
If somebody was giving her a hard time about how long they were waiting,
sure,
my dad would still throw them out.
Yeah.
Like, so I think that if it's like a mom and pop family run place, that you probably lost your job.
It sounds like a club. I mean, it sounds like a bigger club.
Was it a what happened?
What happened?
It was a big club. It was a big club. 2 days later, when I got called into work, they called me in to fire me in person. She just shut it down and told him to get rid of you. Hmm. So I got fired. Yep.
Well, I hope you learned your lesson.
Know who you're flirting with.
Older women. Yeah.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife Alicia to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
So what's new and exciting? Raven says you guys have been working really hard outside.
We pulled a bunch of weeds because, you know, there were so many that it took an entire day. And that's about all we got done, Anna.
I mean, it was an absolutely huge job. We've got so much landscaping, Anna, that we don't even care for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know what we're doing keeping this stuff alive. Bushes on one side of the house, they're horrid. They're ugly. I don't know why they were ever planted there in the first place.
Oh.
They bloom for about 2 weeks every year, if you're lucky. But yet, we still have them there.
Yeah, well, I told you I want to pull them out, but you haven't bought me hydrangeas yet, so.
I'll tell you a secret, Anna.
Yeah.
We have hydrangeas in the back of the house. They're massive. I don't want them anywhere else.
Really?
Oh, too bad.
It's already too many hydrangeas.
I like hydrangeas, and they're magic.
Same.
You could do magic things with hydrangeas. Now, I can't tell you exactly what those things are.
I mean, what are these magic things?
No, you could, like, put coffee. Okay, now, I'm going to get this wrong, so give me a second so I can make sure I get the information right.
Nah.
But I'm relatively certain that if you put hydrangeas and you put coffee on them, like the coffee beans.
I can tell by the way you're looking at the tops of your eyelids that you might be lying, are reaching.
Start adding coffee grounds to the soil surrounding your hydrangeas in late fall. And if you sprinkle them, something magic happens.
Wait, I mean, it doesn't even say what happens?
They turn blue. They turn blue. If you ever want
to be blue.
We have blue ones.
Oh, you ready to put the coffee there?
Never put coffee out there before.
No.
Oh.
So the rusty nail, though, is supposed to turn the color. A rusty nail in the soil, I've read. I can't even get them to bloom, Anna. So at this point, I'll take what I can get. I don't care what color they are.
That's kind of my point. It's like, if we can't get them to bloom, why are we going to plant more of them? Like, what are we
it's
doing?
Because they're old. We need new ones.
You probably need new ones because mine bloom, and Lord knows I don't know what I'm doing. They're beautiful, and they're blue. So whoever owned my house before put coffee there, possibly.
If something has lasted, you know, an X amount of years, why would it just, you know, wither off and die at some point? Well, I guess, you know what, when you say it out loud.
Right, maybe it died.
I guess that's basically everything.
Everything has like a little, you have
when
a
you say it out loud, that's everything that ever existed.
Like, that bush is 127 years old, and you don't know why it's not blooming. You figure it out.
You know what? I mean, you're right.
I kill every plant I touch, and people always bring me things, and they say the exact same thing. You can't kill it.
Nah.
You can't kill it. My sister-in-law for Christmas brought me this beautiful plant, and it's dying. And then my mom brought me this gorgeous succulent plant.
Oh.
And she's like, Anna, you cannot kill this thing, Anna. I got the one that you cannot kill. It's dying, too. Like,
really?
I don't understand. What is it that I'm doing wrong?
The black thumb of death. I have it, too. I have two plants that I've kept alive in my entire life, and that's it. And I don't know why they're still alive. Sometimes they show signs of not wanting to be with me anymore.
Yeah.
And I somehow nurse them back to health. I don't know, but I have killed succulents. I literally had one that jumped out of the pot and like killed itself because it was like, I can't live here with you anymore. I can't do this to myself. Mm. And it literally jumped out of the pot onto the floor.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have fencing around our windowsills now at this point. That way they can't do it. Prevention.
Yeah, mine has never lost their lives, like on purpose. They're unalived themselves because of me. All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I guess I'm going to give him a B, Anna. I mean, he did do the yard work, so I'm going to give him a B.
I just Googled hydrangeas and magic.
Yeah.
And it turns out that you can use them to shield yourself against evil powers.
Okay, thank
you. So I don't know if you want to maybe cut those and put them all around your house or...
Right.
Yeah. John versus the robots. Mm. So there's this website. It's called Suno.com, and it's AI. You go there and you write any prompt, and it'll write a song. And I'm telling you, it spits out two versions in 45 seconds. It's wild.
Because this is something that we've been messing around with this type of stuff here and there before, and it's just amazing to me the progress it's making in that amount of time.
Right. So it's really sad for producer John, because now they have websites that write songs, and all the songs that he writes that he pours his heart and soul into don't really matter anymore because the computer can do it in like 10 seconds.
And the worst part is I've had numerous people in the last couple of weeks come up to me and be like, hey, have you heard about this AI program? There's a bunch of them now.
Yeah,
they're multiplying.
Yes. Yeah. So for today, John versus AI, you're going to decide who did a better job. It's going to be close today. We asked the robots to write a mariachi song about why Cinco de Mayo is the best.
I mean, this is not a genre that anybody can nail, right? Like, you got to have some soul. You got to have some culture. What are these robots really going to do, Anna?
Well, within 30 seconds, this is what they gave me.
Neon and bright, it's the 5th of May. Time to celebrate in a special way. Gather round, amigos, let the music play.
It's like we're in Mexico.
I mean, seriously, I never thought I wanted to see Tupac on tour, but they just brought back Selena. Like, that's crazy right there.
There's more.
Colors in the air, red, and green mariachi in the plaza. A vibrant scene, laughter and dancing, a joyful scene. Sing, Lord and Mayo, a fiesta supreme.
They said Fiesta Supreme, like Taco
Hold
Supreme.
Hold on, I was going to say, no, that's Taco Bell. Come on.
We don't know that.
Listen, there are nuances here to the culture that they're missing, but I mean, seriously, like, that's...
Pretty good.
But this is what I'm talking about, though. First things first, they've got a trumpet. I don't have a trumpet.
Yeah.
I can't play the trumpet.
Oh, now that's we're making excuses about trumpets?
No, it's also...
You can't play the trumpet? You have to learn, John, if you want to keep up with this robot.
You've got me... with a like majority Irish background playing mariachi songs. This is my last day on the air. I don't know if anybody knew that. This is the last, like, I'm getting certainly fired after this. So I researched this. I went in, I researched not only Cinco de Mayo, but mariachi music in general.
Yeah.
Looked up like how to play it properly. I wrote this in 3/4 time, which means nothing to you, but whatever, that
not
doesn't matter. And like really tried to get into it. But again, majority Irish over here.
Funny, because, you know, the robot took 30 seconds, and they didn't have to do the 3, 4, 5 or whatever you talked about.
They didn't say any of that
robot
stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't say, hey, we're an Irish robot. They didn't say that.
John, we didn't say that you lost yet.
Let's
hear yours. Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo is about the defeat of Napoleon. And a celebration of all things uniquely Mexican.
Oh no.
And this year we all get to celebrate Cinco on Sunday.
That was the bro got that.
And drink margaritas and call out of work on Monday.
If you put if you put a trumpet and like
and
a bunch of other guys around me and Selena, that's a better song.
Unfortunately, she's not available right now. I mean, I think you did a great job. But
I'm
not 100% sure it can compete with this.
There's people in the car right now that think it's unreleased. I'm telling you right now.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
We made it. Everybody applaud. Woo!
Ooh, some weeks are harder than others. This was a long one.
Right. It's Mommy's Margarita Friday, the Cinco de Mayo edition. Coming up on Sunday, you'll be able to celebrate all day. But if you're anything like me, you're not waiting to Sunday. You're going to have a margarita as soon as you get home later on today.
Yeah, and maybe tomorrow, too.
What did you do this week to earn yours? 1-800-330-9999. Sarah.
Well, after working all week last week, I spent the whole weekend remodeling my salon. I got done at 7:30 at night on Friday, had to be at work at 9 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, and I'm so glad it is Friday.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you deserve it, certainly. And, you know, hopefully you'll get great return on that investment, right? Anytime that you're improving your own business, you get to see, you know, the rewards come back in from that.
Definitely, definitely. This is my 25th year doing hair. This is my 10th year in this location, and it was time for an upgrade.
All right. Well, you enjoy that margarita and celebrate.
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thank you.
David, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Ooh, good one. Yesterday, on my way to work, got cut off in traffic, gave a little honk, didn't freak out, didn't yell, let him go. Totally took the high road, deserved my margarita.
Should I tell him my idea?
Let him go. You let him go. Sir, you didn't release him from anything.
I released him from my rage. I was cool about it.
No, I have the perfect solution to this.
This is a terrible idea.
I talked about it on the show. Okay, there should be a little orange light that goes over the driver, like on top of the car, and like a little switch. So instead of like when you get aggressive, like somebody doesn't turn off their high beams or they cut you off or like this situation perfectly, instead of yelling and causing a scene that can escalate to road rage, which is what we never want, you just turn your light on. And that person knows that they have done something that offended you, but you're saying it as politely as possible.
So, sir, in your merciful moment where you let this other person go, how do you think they would have reacted if in that moment you, in fact, turned on an orange light above your head?
Right.
When this interaction took place?
They may not have been
what effect
aware.
Do you think that would have on the other driver?
Yeah, I gotta say, I think it would have very little effect.
I mean, I think that person would go into a murderous rage, personally, myself. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm out here by myself. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you want an orange light? Me? It'd just be another trigger.
You can't keep flashing the orange light. You just turn it on once to notify them that something offensive has happened. Maybe they're unaware. Yeah. And they'd be like, oh, my gosh, I just cut off that person. I was unaware of that. I'm so sorry.
It's a self-reflective moment.
You turn the light back off and you continue on your way. But in the meantime, you enjoy your margarita.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When somebody goes on Shark Tank and makes $1 million off my idea, you're going to see who's laughing, Raven.
Yeah. When somebody gets run right off the road, pushed off the road in their actual vehicle, rammed by another vehicle because they turned on their orange light, I'm going to say, I saw it coming.
Some people dream of being on one of those yachts on Below Deck. You watch that show and you're like, how cool would that be? Well, Alex P. Taylor is a lifestyle TV personality, actually got to live that dream. How do they call you? How do they say, like, come on our yacht?
I was responding to a casting call 2 years ago now. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
And finally, here I am.
So, I mean, you sent an email randomly 2 years ago and what? Nothing?
They did respond and said, hey, we love your story, but we just casted the season that we're working on. Can we reach back out to you in October? I was like, okay, you know, we'll see if they actually do that.
Right, because a lot of times they say that.
Yeah, like, whatever. So in October, they reached out right around my birthday and said, hey, can you put a group together? And we would end off leaving for the show that March.
The first episode aired on Bravo this past Monday, and the next one will air this coming Monday.
Yes.
So, and you went to Grenada, which I feel like is
beautiful.
So you
got to say Grenada.
It's Grenada.
Grenada.
Okay, well, he was there.
Because there's two different, if you say that, it's in another area completely.
And they get mad.
Really?
They're like, no.
Well, they're like, Grenada sucks.
Geographically, it's a
Grenada. Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
So, all right, so they fly you there. This is your first time leaving the country.
Yes, I mean, unbelievably. Like, let's talk about a huge double whammy. First time leaving the country, and first time doing a reality TV show. So there was a little pressure. I worked out a lot before this trip. I was going to the gym. I feel like I represented for the most part.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was a process thinking about like, hey, not only am I leaving, but this is going to be filmed, which I don't think I understood the magnitude of it because I do local news stations and I do different cooking segments. This is beyond.
Well, Below Deck is a thing.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
So, I mean, it's obviously a thing, right? If it gets its hooks into you, like you're watching all the time.
And they made you pretend it was Christmas?
Well, what they actually do is they make us all fill out preference sheets.
Yeah.
What would be the ideal theme? What would be your ideal food?
Yeah.
And being an event planner for a really long time, I said, hey, I would love to recreate some of the holidays, Christmas and New Year's Eve. And they were like, hey, that's a great idea. Let's run with it.
Sorry, so now we have chocolate here. Where's this chocolate from? Can I finally put it in my mouth?
You absolutely can. Yes, you can. This is from one of our stops in the show. You'll see this in the first episode. We stopped at Tri Island Chocolate Factory in Grenada. Owner Aaron, he shipped this up for us to try during this interview and said, hey, I want a sample of the chocolate honeycomb. We have some chocolate rum truffles. And then I think we also have some chocolate bars.
This chocolate bar,
so good. Yeah.
It looks like marbled. And I mean, you can taste the difference between anything you're getting anywhere else.
What's really cool about the Grenada area is that because of the rainforest climate, it becomes one of the best places to produce chocolate and make chocolate. And this chocolate farm, or cocoa plantation, I should say, family business, he gave us a really great lesson on all things chocolate.
One last question. They film 24/7. So does that mean like you don't sleep during that time? Like, what does that mean?
You're wearing necklaces on the show, which are your wireless microphones. So you're walking around with those all the time. Mm-hmm. Even when you use the bathroom, those are on you unless you figure out how to take them off.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, for us, the charter group is a little different from the crew. The crew are the ones that are working on the boat that are also heavily a part of the show. Where we sleep, there are no hidden cameras. The crew actually has hidden cameras where they sleep. I'll tell you, it really was the experience of a lifetime.
I'm sure it was. If you want to see Alex P. Taylor on Below Deck, you can watch this past Monday's episode or coming up on Monday, the new episode on Bravo.
Yeah, and actually, I'd love to add, you can see some exclusive behind-the-scenes pics at alexptaylor.com or on my Instagram page at alexptaylor1. The one's important because I'm the one.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Drew and Dana. Dana, let's start with you. What's going on?
So every year my husband and I do a tag sale where we take a lot of the stuff that we don't use anymore and we try to sell it. But this year my husband is saying that he doesn't want to do it.
Why, Drew?
It's just not worth it to me. I mean, we hardly make any money from it, like maybe $100, $200 at the most. I just feel like it would be a lot easier if we just got a dump. You know, we could just throw some stuff away, clear out, I don't know, Marie Kondo, whatever they call that thing. It's such a headache. I'm tired. Aren't we all tired?
You know, there is something nice about the dumpster in the driveway, Anna.
It really is.
I mean, right? I have a neighbor right now. They've already moved out of their house. They're getting ready to sell the house. But there's a dumpster in the driveway, and I just want to throw stuff in it.
All the time.
Their stuff, my stuff, doesn't even matter whose stuff it is. I just want to throw stuff in it. I'm with you. Tag sales for me are not fun, but I don't know. I know people love them.
You make a little extra cash. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that, but it's a whole day. The problem I have with tag sales, and I've been meaning to do one again for years, and then I always end up with the dumpster, is for a lot of the same reasons that Drew said, and also the early bird people.
Oh, 6 o'clock, you're still dragging tables out.
And then they want to haggle you over 50 cents. Like, are you serious? Just take the glass. I clearly don't want it.
Right.
But if you can make extra cash, and like, Dana, do you enjoy doing it?
Well, I think that to me, it's like the idea of just throwing out all of our stuff just seems like super wasteful, you know? I don't like super love doing it. I just like really hate the idea of, you know, stuff we've spent money on, like just going into the garbage when there it could find, you know, another home with someone who would use it.
And
if that makes sense.
Some money off of it. I mean, I understand that 100%. Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't stand that. this is why I don't go to tag sales. I don't want somebody else's problems. They're right. Discarded items, but hey, maybe I'm crazy.
I remember I thought the right answer was to do like the Facebook marketplace when you would sell things online.
Yeah.
And then I realized that I hated that more than everything. Because then you had the strangers that wouldn't show up when they said they were going to show up. And you didn't know if you were like inviting a serial killer into your house to pick up like a pair of clothes, like a pair of shoes.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes that dumpster starts to sound pretty appealing.
Well, let's see what the audience has to say. If you agree with Drew, just get rid of it. Get a dumpster, clean out your house, spring cleaning, move on with your lives. They may see Dana's side, too. If you can make some extra cash, it's worth the hassle. Why not?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Every year, Drew and Dana have a tag sale. Every year, Drew hates it. He says it's a waste of time. It takes the whole day. They make very little money, and it takes a lot of work. He says this year we're putting a dumpster in the driveway, and we're calling it a day.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the dumpster is so freeing, right? You can just get rid of all those things that tend to feel like a burden. But there are two types of people. There are those that love to negotiate, love to be engaged in the sale, and love the human interaction, and those that just find it all awkward. Dana, by the way, doesn't love it. She just doesn't want to be wasteful.
Right. She says, like, we do this every year. It's fine. We make a little money and we get rid of the stuff. It's not just going in a dumpster. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Okay. I'm on his. Well, first of all, I can't stand tag sales myself. And I'm all for donating it, writing it off as charitable donations. And you're going to save a lot more money on your taxes than you ever would make on a tag sale.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court. Drew and Dana, they have a tag sale every single year. Here's the problem. Drew hates it. And truthfully, Dana doesn't love it either, but she doesn't like to be wasteful. Drew said, this is the year we end having these dumb things. We're just going to get a dumpster and throw everything out like normal people.
Yeah, it sounds sad because when Dana says it or talks about it, you know, on the one hand, you're holding on to value. On the other hand, it sounds a little bit like you're hoarding, right? You don't want to let go of the things that you've paid for before because you envision them, you know, being useful for somebody else. But if somebody else is like, this is trash, then what do you do?
Tag sale or dumpster? Who are you voting for? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I myself enjoy going to tag sales. Just to see the amount of money that people spend with stuff that they don't need. I mean, people buy because it's on sale. People buy because it's cute. And actually, spring is out there for 50 cents, whatever you pay, 20, 15.
Wait, so you just go to tag sales to shame the people?
Right. Just to buy.
You know, I it's not that. I mean, I value the money I make. I work very hard for it. I'm not going to whatever store and buy something to put on top of my table, and then next year I will sell it for 50 cents. And like you said, people want to give me 20 cents. I think it's a waste of time. Once you toss everything, just search your mind and keep your money instead of throwing it away all the time with little things that nobody needs.
Clearly, you are passionate about this. Thank you for the call.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Husband's side, because you can call a shelter. You can call Big Brothers, Big Sisters, pack it up, they come, pick it up for free, and you get a tax write-off.
You know, the truth is, though, all those places that collect, there are more rules to it now, Anna, than there ever was before. Because I've tried to put the stuff out before, and they'll come back, and they'll be like, it's not in the right container.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about?
Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
Well, I guess because what I was going to say is I go with him, but I agree with her not throwing your stuff away when it could be useful for somebody else. And I've often donated it to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or I put a table out and just write free and let people take it as opposed to just throwing it away.
I think that you will find more action if you put it out and just put the sign free to it than you would expect. Yeah, I've had people tell me that before.
And then it goes to somebody that can use it. You didn't throw it in the garbage.
Right.
But yet the tag sale problem is over.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Drew, our audience agreed with you. Not worth the hassle. Just get the dumpster, toss the stuff out. Dana, things that are important or in good shape, donate it.
All right. I hear you.
It would be one thing, Dana, I think, if you loved it, the interaction with everybody, the coming and going. But it is a lot of work. You must be relieved, Drew. You could just go ahead and make one phone call and then have easy access to get rid of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm thrilled.
Thing about when you got the dumpster, too, is you start throwing one item in, Anna, and it just gets easier and easier every item you go.
Sometimes when I had the dumpster, because I had a dumpster for a month when we redid our kitchen, I would just walk in my family room and something out of the corner of my eye would catch
it.
I pick it up and I just walk right outside and throw it right in the dumpster.
Right.
So I was like, where's the vase over here? I'm like, I got it at Home Goods 6 years ago. It's in the trash.
You know what? It's gone.
Yeah. All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email at couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,400. Thanks to New Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents available online and in stores near you. All right, Stephanie, you ready to play today?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
Okay. All right, Raven's walking out of here. That big old studio door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one, Stephanie. He'll come back in and get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes.
Number one, Cher says that she has to date guys that are a lot younger than her because men her age are all dead. What's the next line of the opening lyrics to her hit song, If I Could Turn Back Time? If I could turn back time.
If I could find a way.
Number two, Google is adding audio emojis that reportedly include clapping, laughing, and party. What was Google's original name?
Oh, I don't remember.
No, it's okay. It's a hard one. Number three, TikTok and Universal's feud has ended with a new agreement, and music from a lot of artists, including Olivia Rodrigo and Drake, will return. TikTok has been in the news because government wants to ban it from the U.S. unless it sells its parent company. What's the name of the Chinese company that owns TikTok?
I don't know.
It's a hard one, too. Number four, Britney Spears and Sam Asghari are officially divorced, and she had an ironclad prenup. How many times has Britney been married?
Three.
And number five, Star Wars Day is tomorrow, Saturday. May the 4th be with you. What weapon do Jedi Knights use?
Lightsaber.
Let me bring Raven back in. Let's go.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Stephanie.
All right, not bad. A lot of money on the line. Let's see how we do here.
Number one, Cher says that she has to date guys that are a lot younger than her because guys her age are dead. Cher.
Well, when you're right, you're right, Cher.
What's the next line of the opening lyrics to her hit song, If I Could Turn Back Time?
Oh, I'm so glad we're doing this. Let's go.
If I could turn back time.
If I could find a way.
Nice job.
Number two. Video is unbelievable.
Google is adding audio emojis that reportedly include clapping, laughing, and party. What was Google's original name?
Was it Backrub?
Backrub. Why is it? Why was it that? Do we even know?
I think it's like, you know, it's like back scratch, right? It's like somebody, like, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. We get more information.
The two guys that started the company went to the same university. What university was that?
I mean, I have no idea. I'm just going to take a shot and say MIT.
Stanford.
Okay.
That should have been the question. Number three, TikTok and Universal's feud has come to an end with a new agreement, and music from like Olivia Rodrigo, Drake, and a lot of more artists are coming back. TikTok has been in the news because the government wants to ban it from the U.S. unless it sells its parent company.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the Chinese company that owns TikTok?
It's ByteDance.
ByteDance. Number four, Britney Spears and Sam Asghari are officially divorced, and she had an ironclad prenup. How many times has Britney been married?
Is it just two? Is it two?
It's three. Remember the guy in the middle? The 48 hours in Las Vegas?
No, that's
Las Vegas?
The one I was remembering. Who was the first one?
Kevin Federline.
Oh, right.
What, are you crazy?
I mean, it feels like it's been so long. It used to be that he was in the news all the time. Now he's just gone enjoying her money in Hawaii.
I can't believe you forgot K-Fed.
That's crazy.
He had a rap album. Number five, Star Wars Day, Saturday, May the 4th be with you. What weapon do Jedi Knights use?
Now they use a lightsaber.
All right. I'm sorry, Stephanie. 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, Stephanie. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,500 Monday, Anna.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.